dictation 19th of December, patient William Gray, G-R-E-Y, date of birth 10-1-1944. William Gray was seen recently for an evaluation of possible adrenal insufficiency, per paragraph. He had no specific complaints when I saw him and denied symptoms apart from aches and cramps in his left shoulder, per paragraph. Past history is notable for hypertension and possible chronic kidney disease, and more recently was found to have hyperkalemia, and a question was risen as to the possibility of adrenal insufficiency, per paragraph. Family history is significant for a sister who had cancer, per paragraph. Social history, he has worked in the past as a supervisor at Amtrak, but is now retired, and lives in a retirement facility, period, paragraph. He no longer smokes cigarettes, period, paragraph. Current medications, colon. Nifedipine 30 milligrams daily, comma, Drizdol 1,250 micrograms daily, comma, Colace, comma, Omeprazole 20 milligrams daily, comma, vitamin B12, period, paragraph. General review was unremarkable to assistance evaluated, period, paragraph. On examination, blood pressure 122 over 64 and on pulse 75 minute, period. The thyroid gland was enlarged with normal nerve lymph nodes and masses palpable in the neck, period. The heart and normal lungs were clear, and the prolific examination was grossly intact, per paragraph. Previous lab studies had shown a borderline low cortisol and elevated potassium, per paragraph. An ACTH stimulation test was performed showing a basal cortisol of 14.2 and a post-stimulation cortisol level of 24.1, per paragraph. Impression, no evidence of adrenocortical insufficiency, period. His elevated potassium most likely relates to chronic renal insufficiency, paragraph, in the dictation.